name's Haley, of course. Welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Haley. I'm going to turn my podcast into kind of a reading with me story time. So today is going to be for more towards the children. I mean, you can enjoy this even if you're an adult. So I picked out from where I got this book, by the way, is the Apple Books app. So you can find it there. The book I chose today is by Kate DiCamillo. Hope I'm saying her name right. And the story is called Mercy Watson to the Rescue. And the illustrations are by Chris Van Dusen. And I love the pig on the little front cover. Okay. Let's start. Read this. Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson have a pig named Mercy. Each night they sing Mercy to sleep. Bright, bright is the morning sun, sing Mr. and Mrs. Watson, but brighter still is our darling one. Dark, dark is the coming night, but oh, our Mercy shines so bright. This song makes Mercy feel warm inside, as if she has just eaten hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. Mercy likes hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. But when Mr. and Mrs. Watson kiss her goodnight and turn the light, Mercy's room becomes dark. Very dark. And Mercy does not feel warm and buttery, toasty inside anymore. She feels afraid. One night, after Mr. and Mrs. Watson sang their song about the sun, kissed Mercy goodnight, and turned out the light, Mercy decided something. She decided that she would be much happier if she wasn't sleeping alone, and so Mercy got out of her bed and went and got in bed with Mr. and Mrs. Watson. She snuggled up between them. Mercy felt warm inside, as if she had just eaten hot toast with a great deal of butter on it. Chapter 2. Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy, I'm going to read only to chapter 3, by the way, were all in bed together. They were all dreaming. Mr. Watson was dreaming of a very fast car. Vroom, said Mr. Watson in his sleep. Vroom, vroom. Mrs. Watson was dreaming of buttering hot toast for Mercy. She buttered one piece, and then another piece, and then another. Have some more, dear, Mrs. Watson said in her sleep. Eat up. Yum, yum. Mercy was dreaming about hot buttered toast, too. In Mercy's dream, hot buttered toast was piled high on her favorite blue plate, and Mrs. Watson was buttering still more. It was an excellent dream. Mr. Watson said, vroom, vroom. Mrs. Watson said, have some more, dear. Mercy snuffled and chewed in her sleep. Mr. and Mrs. Watson and Mercy were all so busy sleeping that they did not hear the bed creak. They were all so busy dreaming that they did not hear the floor moan. Okay, so that is all for today. Next time on my podcast, I'll read chapter 3 to 5. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Come back for next podcast. And that's all for today. Keep reading on. Thank you.